Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, what's your Instagram handle?
MacDaddy the lady face.
Oh, MacDaddy make you jump jump. She has TN. TN will make you ouch ouch.
Ouch.
So the MacDaddy make you
jump jump. Oh gosh, that's awful.
Amazing. That's right. I'm talking with my dear friend Mackenzie, who just so happens to have TN, and it actually makes your face go ouch ouch. If you guys want to know what that is, tune in. Intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Say it every week, mean it every week. Very special episode. I am chatting, conversing, getting to know even better one of my dearest friends, Mackenzie Jerkass. She has a black heart and a greasy face. Now, that being said, that's probably my favorite way I've ever introduced anyone on the show. Mackenzie, what's going on?
Oh, not much.
Did I paint an accurate picture of who you are?
Oh, absolutely. Especially the black heart part.
You have a black heart full of hate
and a face full of grief.
Full of grease, you know. I could not be more spot on.
That's
with
very
my intro.
Accurate.
So, Mackenzie, why are we talking to you, Mackenzie? Why am I bothering talking to you? We're talking to you because you just so happen to have TN. What's TN, you ask? Oh, Mackenzie, you should know this because you have it. It's trigeminal neuralgia.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, it's a very rare nerve disorder, correct?
Yeah. About 12 in 100,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't know it was that. I knew it was rare. I just didn't know it was that rare.
Yeah. Even rarer in children, like 2% of cases in children.
Is it something that you're born with or is it something that happens over time?
It's something that happens over time. Your myelin sheath basically gets damaged. And so that doesn't happen right away, but it can happen within the first few months of your life.
Wow. How long have you been suffering from TN?
About 7 years. But
7 years? Okay.
7 years. So I was 15 when I started getting help for it, but I do remember having face pains before that.
Okay. Like years before or?
Yeah.
Okay. Like now when you say face pain, like discomfort or like I've seen you in pain and it hurts. Like it hurts me to see. I can only imagine what it feels like. Was it something similar to that or was it just like, wow, this is very uncomfortable?
It definitely wasn't as severe as it is now, but to the point that I would notice it and be like, it would take me back. I would have to stop what I was doing. But it always ended there. And so I would never go see a doctor for it. But remission periods are really common in the beginning. So you might get a couple of pains and then you could go years without having another. And eventually it progresses to the point that you're going to have pain a lot.
And you have had a lot of pain.
I've had a lot of pain.
Yeah. Okay. So I met Mackenzie. How long have I known you?
got to be about a year now.
Oh, yeah, close to a year. Yeah, so we met through a mutual friend, and for some reason, we hit it off, and I think it's because we're both very dark people. Like, you know, we joke a lot, but it's kind of like, you know, the saddest people in the world are clowns?
Yes!
So, we joke all the time. I think it's because we're in a tremendous amount of internal pain.
It's the trauma.
It really is. It's the trauma. So, we become really, really good friends, specifically during quarantine.
Yes.
You know, so for those of you who don't know Mackenzie Jerkass, because that's your name officially, it's Mackenzie, but it's Mackenzie Jerkass. Actually, Look at my phone. It's exactly how I have her in my phone. It's Mackenzie Jerkass. So Jerkass lives in Canada.
Yeah.
You're one of those weirdos.
One of those weirdos. They're the worst.
But one positive thing about having TN in Canada, free healthcare, right?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. If you were here, sorry.
Yeah, no.
it's kind of the worst. So... do you remember your first outbreak? What do you call it? You call it a...
We usually refer to it as flare.
A flare. When do you recall your first flare?
Very vividly.
Did you end up in a hospital? I'm assuming.
I didn't go to the hospital that first time.
No.
Yeah, I felt it. I was at a lacrosse game for my brother, and we were actually out of town. So we were staying in a hotel, and I was doing my makeup that morning, and I literally touched a brush to my face and... fell to the ground.
Oh my gosh.
And then it went away a couple minutes later. And so I thought I was okay. But I got a migraine right after that, which was weird. I went through the lacrosse game. I got another one. And it was something that just continued on. So when we actually got back from that lacrosse tournament, I went to the doctor. And they just had no idea.
How do they test for TN? Is it a blood test or is it something that you have to x-ray for?
So typically you get like a neurological exam, which I'm sure you've had lots of.
So fun.
So I had those done a lot of times. They started with a CT because they thought maybe it's a tumor. We don't know what it is.
At any point when they found it wasn't, did they say is not a tumor?
I wish.
Okay.
Yeah, probably I would have brought a bit more of a lighthearted tone to it.
Yeah, also probably could have started a lawsuit for improper behavior.
Might have.
You know.
Yeah.
You gotta balance it out.
But no, you get an MRI and sometimes it shows up on the MRI and sometimes it doesn't.
Did yours show up on the MRI?
Not at first, but it did.
Okay.
A while later.
Wow.
I actually had surgery before they saw it.
Wait, a surgery for what?
Like I had brain surgery for them to fix it before they actually knew for sure.
Okay, so they kind of went in blind. They didn't know exactly what you had, but they gave you brain surgery.
They knew like pretty certainly that was not good English, but they knew.
You're from Canada. It's fine.
Yeah, pretty certainly that I did have it because it's mostly a diagnosis of elimination. Because you can't always see it. So, you know, you're looking for certain things that say this is TN and I had all those things. So they went in, which was terrifying because we didn't know for sure. They found it pretty clear.
Wow. That's crazy. And were you a teenager at the time?
I just turned 17 at my first surgery.
Wow. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's crazy. So we are talking about TN, trigeminal neuralgia, which took me a really long time to figure out how to say that.
Yeah.
It's not something I say in my everyday life. It's not, you know. So this episode is going to be releasing for our patrons on Patreon on October 5th, which is Monday. Then October 6th, Tuesday, it'll be out for the rest of the world. The day before Trigeminal Neuralgia Awareness Day. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yes. That's why we're talking to Mackenzie Jerkass about her face pain and TN. I have to tell you, as a friend, it hurts me to see you in the pain that you're in. Like when I say that it's painful, when Mackenzie said, well, it's a face pain. It's not just a face pain. It's, oh, well, I have like discomfort. It's not discomfort. It is hot, stabby knives in your face nonstop. Now, I know that sounds kind of like, oh, maybe an exaggeration. It's not. You're a little very pale warrior because I know how intense that is and you still fight on and laugh and joke and live life as best you can, considering the fact that you go through a tremendous amount of pain. How do you go through that, jerk ass?
I think that, you know, there's not really anything else that you can do. You just do it. And that's the really crappy thing about it.
You could go dark. You could yes. blame the world. You could blame everybody. And you could be a jerk. You're one of the nicest people I've ever met. You're kind of a jerk, yes. Hence yes. the name jerk ass. Your heart is full of hate. You're genuinely one of the kindest people I've ever known.
Thank you.
And it blows me away because you have every right to be so angry. You're so young. You're an infant. You're so young. It makes no sense that you have a Hotmail account.
No.
I don't understand that. I'm just going to tell the people. Her email address is a Hotmail account. I was like, "What? Did you get this in the 90s? You were born in the 90s.
But Joe, I feel about 90 years old, so it's really fitting.
That's true. That's very true. That, you know what? Yes.
But it's there.
It's so weird. You have an email address somehow that's older than you.
I run that support group and they're like all over 50 and half of them have Hotmail accounts.
You're in amazing company.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
Okay, so trigeminal neuralgia, is that something that, like, what's the common age for TN?
Over 50.
Over 50. Okay, so it's a rare disease period. It's a disease, correct?
Yep.
It's a rare disease period, and you're even more rare because you're basically an infant.
Yes.
Wow, that just blows me away. So do you know what your percentages are?
I don't know the exact percentage, but like I said, there's 12 in 100,000, but then 2% of those cases are childhood. And it becomes even more rare being that all three of the branches of my nerve are affected.
Hence, trigeminal.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I know this because of the videos that you're putting out. So Mackenzie's putting out amazing videos explaining exactly what TN is. And tri-3, like Aquaman's trident, neuro nerds. I'm saying it for the people. So there's three nerves that go in your face, and there's one that goes, it's like above your eyebrow, right? Correct?
Yeah.
The second one is from right below your eyebrow to around, what, your nose?
It's your upper teeth, and it kind of extends towards your nose.
And then the other one is from that down, like into your jaw.
Yeah, so it all kind of meets right outside of your ear.
Is it on both sides?
Yeah, so it's a set. And then, yeah, they spread out just in three parts.
So it's okay, so the tri is the nerves are on both sides, right?
Yeah, so that's actually like geminus or geminal means twin or pair. And so that refers to the fact that we have two, we have a set of them. And then tri refers to the three branches of each set.
So now when you have a flare, is it do they work in unison? Does it flare on both sides or is it one at a time? Sometimes both?
Most people only feel pain on one side of their face.
Okay. Are you one of those people?
Yes. Okay. I have it on my right side.
Have you ever felt it on the left?
I have, but I don't know if that was just stress or, you know, it's something I could see again in the future. I haven't had many pains on my left.
Let's hope it was just a moment in time.
That's what I'm hoping.
Crazy. Now, how would you describe, I think I gave a pretty good, an accurate description of what the pain feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Hot pokers in your face. Do you have a better description?
Definitely stabbing. Definitely electric is something I feel a lot. Like a lot of times I can just feel it like shoot through my face. So it might start around that ear area and then just like shoot hot down my face.
Now, when you have a flare, how long do these flares last?
It's different for everyone, but mine typically don't end until I end them. And what I mean by that is like I go get medical help for them and take certain medications. Some will end on their own.
Now, is this minutes? Is it hours?
So each pain themselves, and like I explained, there's two types of trigeminal neuralgia. So that complicates things. But with my type, which is typical, the pains themselves only last a couple seconds to a couple minutes, but I can get them one after another.
Okay.
Ooh. So, and that may last hours, days.
Oh my, it's honestly, that sounds like torture.
It really is. Yeah.
It kind of, okay. So I've seen you when you have a flare and it really sucks. Like it hurts my heart so much. I'm very empathetic because I always kind of put myself in somebody's shoes and like, well, how would I feel? And I would honestly feel like I'm going crazy. You know, do you ever feel like you're losing your mind during these flares?
I do. Or like, I mean, you lose sense of time, you dissociate, you get confused. Like you lose it.
Right. What do you do to keep yourself in a good place? I know you have a great support system with your very attractive mother. Oh, she's so cute. And your very attractive dude.
Yes.
He's so cute. So you have a great support system, but you know, I can't speak for the TN community. I just know for the brain injury community. Yes, you're part of the brain injury community. You are. Okay. But in a different way, because yes. TN is a very specific like subset of the brain injury community. I feel most comfortable in speaking to other people who have had brain injuries because we all kind of understand what's going on. You know, even though I don't go through the exact same things that you're going through or anybody else, like I understand it's like when you say, wow, you disassociate, I 100% understand what you mean. When you lose track of time and days, I understand what you mean, you know? And so when I'm saying, wow, are you going a little crazy? Like I would go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
How do you prevent from going crazy?
You just kind of have to focus task to task of what you're doing. Or for me, I try to find a distraction. So whether that's playing video games or, you know, playing guitar or piano, and just even if I'm having to take breaks and cry, like I have something to look at and something to focus on and just kind of get myself through that.
So hard. I hate how intense it is, you know, because again, you're a very happy-go-lucky person. Almost every time I talk to you, like there's, yeah, you say, hey, full disclosure, she says some horrific things.
I'm a hateful person, but I'm nice.
She's a very, very hateful person on the inside. On the outside, she's a sweetheart. So it just pains me to see you in such agony, because it's not pain, it's agony. Mm-hmm. And just the look in your face, and you're still like trying to keep it together. Oh, it's not fair to see that, you know? And I really wish that there was something that I could do, because I feel helpless, you know, as a friend outside looking in. I just wish there was like more that I could do. Is there something like when you have these flare-ups that you need from people?
Just love and communication and just being able to be listened to. There's not a lot people can do. And I think that's really hard for my loved ones. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of John will cook dinner for me, or help me get out of the bath, or just basic things. If you can make me laugh, anything to get me through that time.
That's hard. I do my best to try to make you laugh, mostly because I'm an idiot and that's just who I am at my core.
You're always successful.
Hey, especially with Reface. Woo!
Oh,
amazing.
I'm exhausted.
I know no matter what pain you're in, that would bring you so much joy to your dead black heart.
It's the blonde pigtails every time that just, oh.
I got to tell you, I'm disturbed how good I look as a blonde too. I am.
Oh.
If there's something that you can share with the people about TN, what would it be?
Mostly that we just need a cure. Like I just want people to know about it, because it is so rare that I think it's really misunderstood. People just don't understand.
You're so young.
Mm-hmm.
You're so, and I sound like one of those people. But you're just so young. It's so hard because it's such a rare disease, and the majority of the people that have it are older. So it must be even more difficult for you. Have you found other people remotely close to your age?
That is where the internet has been amazing. I have. I don't know many people younger than me. I have met a couple. I think another hard part is that because everyone's different, you compare yourself to those people when you meet them.
The worst. The worst.
So, for example, like I can't go to school and I can't work. And seeing other people around my age that have this, that are still able to do that, can be difficult. But on the flip side, it has been really nice to meet those people and just feel like I'm less alone.
Right. I was just speaking to a friend of mine, a yoga instructor from Florida, and I didn't realize she's 15 years in, and her first 10 years, she didn't have anybody to talk to. It's only been 5 years now. Yeah, 5 years, but still, you went 10 years without talking to anybody remotely close to your age.
Yeah.
It must have been so isolating alone. Like, it hurts my heart, you know? Mm-hmm. For me, it was just about a year. It was the loneliest year of my life. I've said that repeatedly because it was so isolating. And I never, ever want anybody to feel that, you know? Once I found Lauren, I was like, oh, she gets it. Then once I met Bridget in person, I was like, oh, there are others like me. Insane people with brain injuries.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I went 3 years without, I mean, I had seen some other old people, but I had never met anyone close to my age, and I wasn't online, and I really isolated myself. And like you said, like, you go crazy. And seeing that, it's like, how do you not go dark? And I did.
Right. Honestly, you have every right to go dark, mm-hmm. to be angry and bitter. And I'm just so happy and so proud that you haven't gotten stuck there. Because it's so easy.
Yeah. And I mean, there was a time that I did. And so I've seen my rock bottom, and I know that I don't like it. And so, yeah, I know not to get stuck there again.
Look, just for the brain injury community, period. You're a beacon of light specifically for your community. Like, we're part of the same community. We both have brain problems.
Brain problem.
But my specifically is stroke.
Yeah.
Your specifically is TN. You know, you're like a beacon of light for your community. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
Again, you have every right just to be so angry and bitter. And you're not. You're such, I joke that you're a jerk ass, because you kind of are. But you're such a kind, sweet person. And you hear all the time, people say, oh, it's not fair. That person is so kind and sweet. It's true. It's not fair. I can't tell you how many times that you've had a flare and I'm just like beside myself here, angry at the universe. Like, why? There are so many people who are awful out there. You know how they say it's so bad you wouldn't wish that on your worst enemy? I would wish this. It's horrible. And it shouldn't be happening to you. But I'm so proud that you've chosen to help educate, to move forward, you know, and actually help as many people as you can. These videos that you're putting out, great information, really, because I don't know a lot of information about it. And you've educated me, you know, and I know it must not be easy, because like talking about this stuff is always difficult.
Yeah.
Even though I joke about like my brain injury all the time, it's fucking hard. It's hard. It's not the easiest thing in the world. I joke about it because it makes it like less impactful almost. Yes. Yes. You smile through the pain.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. As a brain injury or a stroke survivor like myself, it's hard for me to get through reading books due to my injury. But with Audible, I can now enjoy as many books as I want just by listening. Thanks to Audible, I can listen to stroke survivor Kavita Bossi's book, Room 23. Once it popped up on Audible, I immediately put it on my wish list. Read Kavita's book with us. That's right, the Neuro Nerds have a book club. What a great way for our brain injury survivor community to read books together.
And even if you don't want to read the book we're reading, with this free trial, you can select any book of your choice for free. Go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerds.
Boom!
Boom!
Neuro Nerds.
When you were recording those videos, so Mackenzie is putting out a video, is it every other day?
Yeah, so Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, so she's putting out these videos explaining what TN is, what it does to you, like how. So it's just amazing information. Like, when you're doing these videos, was it difficult for you?
I think for myself, I'm able to compartmentalize now. And so I get into this like educating brain where I'm just like, I spew the facts out and I don't think about it, because if I do think about it, I break down and I cry.
Oh my gosh, we're so similar.
Well, and we had talked about, and I said, I was worried about some of the videos, so I re-recorded them.
Oh yeah, I'm mad at you for that.
I know. But on the day I re-recorded them, I was flaring and I was trying so hard to repress like my feelings and my pain. And you can just see me like I'm clenched up. Like I can't. I think my information was better on those videos, but I just wasn't myself.
Right. All of the videos, I was like, wait, who is this stranger? Looking all nice and put together and professional. Who is this stranger?
She doesn't look greasy.
She doesn't look greasy. She has makeup on, looking like a fancy hooker.
She's not wearing an oversized Home Depot shirt.
With paint stains and holes. Who is this adult? I don't understand. That's not my friend. What have you done with my friend Mackenzie Jerkass? So your family's been a huge support. I know that. I know your mom specifically is just, she's a rock star. Also, I don't know if I pointed this out, very attractive mother.
Very attractive, yeah.
Yeah, very attractive mother. Just saying. And honestly, thought your younger sister for like a second. You know? Just pointing that out. I hope you're listening to this, Mom. Very attractive.
Oh, she'll listen.
So, and I know you can't speak for your mom. How difficult has this been for your family?
So hard. And I think for me, the hardest part has been watching them. My mom can't go anywhere without crying. She just, like, every time we go to the hospital, like, she has a harder time working through that. And my brother, for example, has given up a lot of things to help me and to make sure that I don't feel left out or that he's getting to hit milestones that I didn't get to hit. And so seeing that is difficult. And just my dad, he can shut down and just not know what to do. And everyone just has such a different way of coping with it. My grandparents have been such a huge, huge part of this. They drive me to all the neurology appointments. They're spending their money to do all of that and just taking me to appointments and just everything.
Yeah, you literally sound like every survivor. So much guilt. Stop.
It's like a burdensome feeling. Like you're just.
It is.
And it's crappy. You don't want to feel like that, but you do.
I know it well. I know it well. The thing is, it's your family and they love you. They're supposed to do that. Like you, well, I'm not able to do these things and I'm stopping these people from doing these things. You're not, though. You guys are all celebrating these things together. You know, it's kind of like in our community. A victory for one is kind of like a victory for all.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody, oh, wow, I actually was able to pick up my cup of coffee with my affected hand. That's a huge victory for that survivor. It's also a huge victory for our community. So because I kind of see us all as family. You guys are like legitimately family. Yeah. So if your brother does something awesome, I'm sure you feel that, you know, if you're doing something in your recovery, I'm sure they feel that, you know, it's not ideal. It's not exactly what anybody signed up for in life, but it's the reality, you know, it's still a victory. It's still growth. It's still a beautiful life, just in a bit of a different way, mm-hmm. You know, and stop that guilt, get rid of that shit. Sorry. We all have it. We do.
Yeah, we do. But I think something that you and I have talked about a lot is perspective and just gaining a new perspective on life. And that takes time. And even when you gain some perspective, every now and then those feelings come back. And so you're like, I'm not a burden. This is a family. They love me. But then when you're in a flare, you're like, oh my gosh, they're not going to love me. They hate doing this. They don't want to drag me out of the bath. They don't want to carry me in from the hospital. They don't want to keep doing this.
Well, I'll say specifically for John, if he's dragging you out of the bath, that means you're nude. He's good with it. Everybody else, they might have issue at some point, but he's good no matter what. Even when you're not having a flare, I'm sure he's like, hey, can I drag you out of the bath? Is that cool? All right, good. No, I get the feelings. You always, like, I always feel like a burden. I do. I always feel like I inconvenience Felice with anything and everything. But I've always felt that way. I'm a recovering Catholic because of it. I have a lot of guilt, you know? But the reality is, these are our family, whether they're blood or not. These are the people who have chosen to be by your side. And so long as we're not dicks about it, I think we're in a good place.
I think we're okay.
I don't think you're a dick. Wait, are you a dick about it? Be honest.
Not always. No.
Okay. Every once in a while, I'm sure it comes out.
I can get grumpy sometimes, mm-hmm. but that's grumpy at life that I just kind of take out on everyone because I'm a jerk.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's in your name.
Yeah, yeah, jerk ass.
Jerk ass. Yeah, I assume that's your name. Your family gave you that name. Your very attractive family, including yes. your very attractive grandmother, too. That's right. Going after granny, too.
You're exhausting.
Imagine how it is to live with me. Everybody so in the Felice. World should feel so bad for Felice. They should. People should feel bad for Lauren because she has to deal with me like an hour or two a week. That's enough. Felice has to deal with this 24 hours a day. She's a saint.
That poor lady.
Man, so TN Awareness. What exactly goes on TN Awareness? Because I know you're doing a thing. You're doing a driving poker thing? Sounds weird.
We're doing a poker run. We're doing a lantern walk. It's really different all over the world. Everyone kind of does their own events. There's not really a collective thing yet. And I think that is because it's a small community. So we don't have this big grandiose thing that we all do together. I know they do a Laugh Your Face Off, which is a comedy event where they raise funds. That's in Chicago, I think. So they do that and then they send the funds off to the facial pain awareness group. And then lots of people do like the TN Can Kick Rocks. So that's like a worldwide thing where people paint rocks with TN stuff on them and they put them around town.
So the facial pain organization is in Chicago?
I don't think the facial pain awareness, the group itself is, but Laugh Your Face Off is held in Chicago.
I think that is the worst place in the world for TN to be held. It's called the Windy City. Now, why are you saying that, Joe? I'll tell you why. When it's windy outside and Mackenzie has a flare, it is like acid being thrown in her face.
Wind like sets off a flare.
Especially in Canada. It gets cold wind, right? Cold wind is the worst?
Yeah.
Why would they do it in Chicago?
I live in the worst possible place because I live like an hour away from the mountains.
Oh.
So I just get all the mountain wind and it's cold. There's no sense to living here.
I'm telling you, I really think that an old school helmet from like an astronaut. You know what I mean? Like when you're a kid, you draw an astronaut and they have that big bubble on their head, that goldfish bowl. I think that's going to work for you.
I think I need it.
You could put like stickers on it and jazz it up. You know what I mean? I think it'd be great. Hey, there's no bad ideas. There's only better ideas, right? I still think it's a top-notch idea.
I want a sticker that says like greasy person inside. Something along
those
lines. You
know, you could have it, but it's so greasy. It wouldn't stick to anything.
That's a good point.
Now, when I say jerk ass is greasy, it's because every picture she takes, she's so shiny. It literally looks like instead of lotion, she uses lard, right?
I'm a moisturizing fiend, okay?
It doesn't look like you moisturize. It looks like moisturizer comes out of your face.
I wish.
It's really weird. It's kind of like you took a deep dive into a pool of Vaseline and then you're like, hey guys, this is me in public.
I'm playing night crawlers.
Thanks to our sponsor, Avid Technology, for providing us with the tools, or should I say, pro tools, to record, edit, and mix our podcast and get our message out clearly to the world.
Try Avid first to start recording today for free at avid.com/pro-tools.
Yay.
Yay.
You know what's really cool? I really enjoy your relationship with John. So you've been with John how long?
It'll be 9 years next month, I think.
Oh my God, yeah. We stand each other. I say that. Me and Felice have been together over a decade.
Yeah.
He's been a very huge support to you, which is great. I think that's such a beautiful thing that you guys have, you know? You have an amazing, supportive dude. You have a very attractive, supporting mother. You have a very attractive, supporting grandmother. I'm not even talking about the rest of the family. I'm just talking about your very attractive.
It don't matter. It's just the attractive maternal.
It's just your attractive mother and your attractive grandmother.
Yeah.
Just saying. Hey, ladies. How you doing?
They're going to live for this. They're going to be like, who are you talking to, Kinsey?
Yeah. Hey, ladies. She's talking to your future other man.
Oh my.
Boom. Nailed it. So for people with TN, if there's anybody else out, I genuinely hope that there's one of my listeners that has TN or knows somebody who has TN to actually listen to this. Is there something that you can say or that you would like to say to somebody with TN that you wish somebody would have said to you?
I think be patient with yourself, love yourself, make sure you take care of your mental health, because that's just as important as your physical health. And know that there is a community out there. It's sometimes hard to find, but there are people that understand.
You're damn right there are. Now, is there something that you can do to help prevent the flares from coming?
Live in a bubble.
Wow.
So
is there anything like diet-wise? Is there anything supplement-wise that would help?
Some people try it. There hasn't been any scientific studies that would say specific supplements are going to be super beneficial. I know lots of people take B12. Some people take magnesium, just a bunch of different things. Some people avoid dyes in their food. Some people try veganism. Like,
you're like, screw that. I like meat.
I just eat a box of macaroni.
Wait, now I have a question about that. Was it cooked?
Oh, yeah. I just picture
you like ripped off the top and you just shoved in your face, because I've seen you eat Go-Gurt, you animal. Remember, we're friends.
Yeah.
I've seen you at your highs and your lows. One of the lows wasn't a TN flare. It was you eating a Go-Gurt like a psychopath.
It's because eating sometimes hurts me. So when I can eat, I just shove it down.
It was literally like two bears fighting over food. It was so aggressive and obscenely it was obscene. The whole scene was
an upsetting sight to watch me eat.
It is. Actually, for the first time after watching you eat, I was like, man, I really think I need to go back to therapy.
It hit me that hard. But have you seen yourself eat?
It's animalistic.
Yeah, it really is.
Again, feel bad for Felice. Oh. She has to sit across from the table to see
it's
that.
The noises. I don't know.
It's the yummy noises, you know? It's so bad. Now, so that's for the people who have TN. Let's say that there's somebody who has a family member or significant other that has TN. Can you give some advice to the caretakers?
Listen. That's going to be the biggest one, because I think people often try to assume what they need to do, and that can be really hurtful. Sometimes they say things that are maybe not the best. Just in general, try to avoid giving unsolicited advice. That's a big one.
Have you tried yoga?
Oh my gosh.
Have you tried meditating?
But like, even
Have you tried not having TN?
Oh my gosh. But just even things like, you know, everything happens for a reason, or this is all part of God's plan. Like those things, maybe they're good for some people, but they can be really hurtful to other people, especially when you're in such extreme pain, because it can be easily misconstrued as like, there's a reason for your suffering.
What people, I think, most importantly need to understand, the pain. It's such intense pain, specifically during a flare.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just don't say anything other than, you know, I hope it goes away soon.
Mm-hmm.
You're a warrior, because you are. Anybody with TN, wow, you guys are really true warriors, because the amount of pain that you have to go through it's immeasurable. It really is. And it's so specific, and it's such a like sensitive place. It's just hard. Also, like you talked about, some people take B12. Have you guys tried heroin? I don't know. I heard some good things.
I'm just going to inject it through my port and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. You have a port. That's right. Explain what the port is.
I basically have an implant in my chest that has tubing that goes through my major arteries. It's straight to my heart. And
you're a cyborg.
I'm a cyborg. And that basically makes it so that I don't have to get IVs all the time.
So instead of stabbing your arm, they basically stab you in the tit.
They basically stab me in the tit, and then they can leave it in, though, for a long time, which is nice. And you can do that with an IV. You leave it in, and then you can get infusions of whatever you need.
Heroin?
Heroin.
You should. You know what? Just ask. Just say, hey, guys, do you have any black tar heroin?
Next time at the hospital.
Yeah. I'm just curious. Say, I heard really good things about it.
I'm pretty sure Dilantin has to be like a close relative.
Oh, my God. That stuff is no joke. And that's what you use to get rid of the pain, correct? Wow. That's intense.
Yeah, it's not fun stuff.
Like, whenever you're taking something that's roughly in the ballpark of heroin, whatever you're going through is serious.
I'm sure some doctor will be like, it's not even close, but I imagine that that's what heroin feels like.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I am right there with you. I'm gonna guess that that's what it is. That's craziness. I hope nothing more than for a cure. Like, is there something close? Like, are they still working on it?
The surgeries that I've had are definitely the closest thing that we have to a cure. They can give people relief for years and years and years. They can, like in my case, it's just definitely helped with the severity of the pain and the frequency of my flares.
That's not a bad backup.
No, you know? Absolutely not. Like, that can't be dismissed. That's a good thing. But yeah, it's basically like, it's called a microvascular decompression or an MVD. They go in behind your ear on whatever side is being affected. And then they find your trigeminal nerve and they're looking for a blood vessel compression. So in my case, I had an artery and two veins that were rubbing on my nerve and they basically eroded it until I had somewhat of an exposed nerve in my face. So then they try to like move the blood vessels away and they place Teflon underneath to protect it for when the blood vessels come back. Yeah, so I basically have Teflon in my head.
You're like a pan, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like if I was cooking eggs in your face, I wouldn't worry. They would get stuck.
So I'm a non-stick pan. Wow. You don't even have to grease me. I come greased.
That, you know what? That is very true. Wow, that is wild. And I know you had a flare reasonably recently.
Yeah. It wasn't the most severe, but it didn't feel good.
You know, when it comes to severity, it's like, all right, cool. So I got stabbed with a 2-inch knife in the face. Wow, that is crazy. Yeah, that wasn't as bad as the time I got stabbed with a 6-inch knife in my face. Bottom line, you're still getting stabbed in the face. Just because it's not as bad, you're still getting stabbed in the face. It is a tremendous amount of pain. Anybody with TN, walk up to them if they're not having a flare and give them a hug because they deserve it. They
really, you're going to say touch their face.
Oh my God, yes. If you want to be a dick, go touch their face. Mackenzie's right. Everybody wants to help.
Yeah.
They genuinely want to help. And a lot of people say really inappropriate things because they're uncomfortable because they can't help. Like me, when they say like dumb things, I'm like, all right, because I know that they're, for the most part, they're not trying to be a dick or ignorant. They're uncomfortable with the fact that they can't help and they desperately want to, and they want to be able to understand what you're going through.
There's no code. There's no code for how to deal with that.
Yeah, there's not. There's no possible way that you're going to be able to understand the pain that someone with TN is going through. You're not. So you can't compare it to something else. So don't. Mm-hmm. Just don't do that, you know? Be very thankful that somebody is opening up and sharing that this is happening to them because it's a very personal, it's a very deep thing. Mm-hmm. Show some compassion, just be kind. And again, 2020, hashtag don't be a dick. You know what I mean? Just be cool. Just be nice.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Communicating with them is a huge thing. Like, they can't always talk when they're in a flare, but, you know, you can write them a note. You just need to ask them what they want from you. You know, it's a very individualized experience. So even from what I'm saying, don't take that as the code.
It's not the gospel. This isn't everybody. You know, even when you're having a flare, I mean, every time I'm like, what can I do? You know, and you're literally every time like, nothing. It's hopeless on my end and it hurts. It does. I just know that I want to do more. You know what I mean? That's why I bug you throughout almost every fucking day.
I love it.
and just to make sure that you're in a good place. And even if you have a flare, I'm still talking about how attractive your grandmother and mother are. I'm just saying, one of these days, I'm going to show up, you're going to show up home, and I'm going to be on the couch with my arm around both of them. Just saying, hey, Mackenzie, what's going on? Hey, do you mind getting the door behind you? Me, your grandmother, and your mother, we have a conversation. We'd like to talk to you about something.
You're going to show up to the middle of nowhere in Alberta. And
yes, without question. Now, where can people find out more information about TN? Is there a website?
You can go to, in Canada, we have the TNAC, basically just a page for all of Canada. They have support groups listed on there. In the States, you can go to the FPA. They have a website. You can search up the hashtag on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter.
What hashtag do you use?
I usually just use trigeminal neuralgia.
Okay. There isn't anything cool?
No, not necessarily.
F-U-T-N. Hashtag TN, ouch. I don't know. Is there...
There's literally F-U-T-N. That's one of them. So
yeah, F-U-T-N. Yeah. Seriously. You go fuck off, TN. Sorry. Trying to be better. It's the worst. It's the worst. And I know how painful it is. It sucks. So this is coming out the day before TN Awareness Day.
Yeah.
Right? And you're going to be doing the poker drive?
Kind of.
Yeah.
We're going to have different stations with different TN facts all around town. We wanted to keep it, obviously, coronavirus safe. So everyone's going to be in their own vehicle. We've asked people to decorate their vehicles in crazy teal. And last year, people showed up for that. But so they're going to drive to these different spots around town. And at each spot, they'll read their fact and they'll get a card. And at the end, you'll have a hand of cards, and whoever has the best poker hand wins a gift basket.
Yay. Yeah. That's awesome. And teal is the color for TN.
Yes,
so everybody wear teal on the 7th to support Mackenzie Jerkass and her face paint.
Yeah.
Well, are you supporting your face paint? It's a weird thing to say.
I don't really want to support it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, your face paint? I am all for it.
Wear teal. That's what sounds like it.
Yes, yeah, wear teal. But wait, is teal really the most bully of colors?
Oh, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. Here come the teal warriors. Does that seem really, really?
Are you afraid? I'm there.
We have to have like a more intimidating color for you.
Like an aggressive enough color.
Yeah. Oh, no. Here come the fuchsia mob. Like, it's just not the color. You know what I mean? Teal, fuchsia, taupe.
Taupe for trigeminal neuralgia.
Taupe. Brilliant. Yes. Hey, I found your hashtag. Taupe for TN 2020.
There's no more like neutral color than that.
This is awesome. Hey, look, Jerkat, I really appreciate you coming on and telling us a little bit about what TN is, what you go through, which is, it's intense, man. And I have so much respect for you as just like a human being going through this stuff. I have so much pride being able to call you like my extended family. Like I do. Like I love you. I have tremendous love for you. You're an incredible person. You are such a fucking warrior. You know, I know how difficult all this is, and you do it with such grace and a smile on your pale, greasy face. It's inspiring, you know, and even days where I'm like, fuck, I don't really want to do this stuff anymore. And I'm like, you know what? Mackenzie is like looking like Renee Zellweger saying hi to me and telling me everything is fine. I don't know why I'm struggling. So like, it's a motivating thing too. Like, it's very inspiring that even despite all this stuff, you're still fighting and pushing forward. I appreciate that so much. You're such a rock star. Where can the people find you, Mackenzie Jerkass?
You can find me at MacDaddyTheLadyface on Instagram and MacDaddyface on Twitter.
That is hilarious. Also, she has a Hotmail account. I just want to point that out. Who has a Hotmail account? What human being? You know who has a Hotmail account? Your grandmother. And you know what? Even she upgraded to Gmail.
I'm just trying to relate with all the people in the support group.
Oh my God. Instead of like listening to music on your phone, do you have an 8-track? Oh. Is that like where you listen to music on?
Absolutely.
You old, old woman.
Yep.
So all right. So you can find Mackenzie at MacDaddyTheLadyFace on Instagram and MacDaddyFace on Twitter. You can find Lauren at Lauren El Manzano on Instagram. You can follow me at JoSoRocks everywhere. You can follow us, the Neuro Nerds, at everywhere on this face painting. Mackenzie has a black heart and greasy face. Is such a warrior episode. TN Trooper. That's what you are. You're a trigeminal trooper.
A trigeminal trooper.
I like that. And you want to know what trigeminal troopers wear?
Taupe.
Teal.
I was trying to go for taupe now.
Let's change it. Yeah. Taupe for TN.
Please wear teal. I don't want taupe.
On that very strange color note, this Neuro Nerd is out.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.